Time for a look at sport. Warwick Hadfield is here. Warwick, I don't know what you've got to do to get into the Socceroos squad these days. A hat trick at the weekend, not enough to save Jamie McLaren when the squad was named this morning.
Well, Hamish, the decision to omit McLaren was made before the weekend, and he had been told about it before. He scored 3 goals for his Scottish club, Hibernian. I guess that makes that performance even more telling. To get himself up after getting that disappointing news would have been hard, and I guess his performance has made it a little bit embarrassing for the Socceroos selectors. Now, the reason for the delay in announcing the squad until just now, just this morning, in fact, was to make sure those who did make the cut were fit. McLaren's omission, it's causing quite a commotion, as you would expect among the sports chattering class, because he is what they call a recognised goal scorer, which of course is the main object of association football. And his absence, despite 8 goals in his last 11 games, is the more fascinating when main striker Tommy Juric is struggling to find the net, and Timmy Cahill, for all manner of reasons, is struggling to get game time at the moment. But those two made it into the hallowed 26. Others to miss the cut for a World Cup training camp in Turkey are Alex Gersbach, Mitch Langerak, Bailey Wright, Apostolos Giannou and Alexander Susanjar. That last pair probably ruining now, throwing their lot in with Australia when they might have qualified for Greece and Serbia. There'll be 3 more disappointed blokes before the final squad of 23 is named for the World Cup. As the coach said this morning, whether you call it soccer, association football or just plain football at the international level, Hamish, it's a hard business.
I was going to say, you're keeping it old school with association football there, Warren. In rugby league, Melbourne captain Cameron Smith judiciously avoids the judiciary.
Look, if ever there was a canny footballer, it's this bloke, Hamish. He's accepted a one-match ban for a dangerous contact, aka a chicken wing tackle. That was on the Gold Coast, Kevin Proctor. Now, if he'd contested the charge at the judiciary, he could have missed not just this weekend's game against Manly, which Melbourne quietly believe they can win without him at home, but the game against North Queensland in Townsville. That's a much tougher ask, always is up there. And it'll also be his last hit out before State of Origin, and the last thing he and Queensland would want to do is to go into that series lacking match fitness. So he's taken the early plea.
And in cricket, big changes ahead with the broadcasting rights, but that means the deck chairs are being shuffled somewhat between the different networks as a result of those broadcasting rights changing.
Yeah, look, everyone's leaving Channel 9 and Channel 10 and heading in variously towards Channel 7 and Fox. Mark Waugh leaving not just 10 for Fox, but also the Australian selection panel. Now, June is going to sit alongside Gilly at Fox, but not Punter. Punter's gone to Channel 7 for a lot of dollars, it seems. And in Tasmania, they're seeing him already as the new Richie. The Hobart Mercury has got a Photoshop picture of Ricky's physiog on a photo of Richie in the fabled bone jacket. And Hamish, I know you're about to say this. What about Howie? Well, I don't know. No word yet, nothing out there. I can tell you a little bit about SK Warne, who's leaving Channel 9 probably for Fox, and probably, I hear this, on $7,000 a day. And we must pay tribute this morning to William Morris Laurie, named after a former Australian Prime Minister, so preordained to hold the second most important leadership position in Australia. At the age of 81, the former Test captain has resisted overtures from both 10 and Fox to leave 9, so he's opting now to spend more time with his pigeons. And a day of quiet reflection, if not mourning, has been ordered, particularly in Victoria. But summer, right across the wide Brownedorf land, just won't be the same without all those got-ems, Hamish.
$7,000 a day. You don't get that at RN Breakfast. Thank you very much, Warwick. Have a good one.
Good on you, Hamish.
It is 23 minutes to 8.